All right, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Loose Ball Show, back at it again on a Tuesday evening. We got Guru and we got Gert.
Hello.
How we living? So, what do you guys want to start with today? I mean, we got a lot of basketball. We got, sorry for the background noise. I think that's just the heater. So if you're hearing that, apologies. Don't know how to stop it. It is quite hot in this room, but
no, you should fix it.
Those are just the things you encounter at Lafayette College. But we can start with either the NBA or
CBA.
CBA, collective bargaining agreement, or and the NCAA. You meant
basketball? I was thinking of the China Basketball Association.
Ah, we can start with them. Jimmy Fredette, obviously.
Oh, moving on. Okay, NCAA.
Mm-hmm. Where you guys want to start when we talk? We had a bunch of good games this weekend. All of them were at night, though. I don't know if you guys caught any of them, but Villanova,
UCLA
was a good one. Then Texas Gonzaga was a pretty good one. You have to be sort of skeptical of these early games here because, you know, this team's going to be the teams right now are lacking any sort of identity, especially, you know, a team like Texas. They're going to look totally different in 2 weeks.
Illinois.
Yeah, so it's hard to.
God, but Illinois, I know Kofi C wasn't playing. Kofi C wasn't playing. I think his suspension's up now, but Curbelo, like, he's so fast. He turns over. I think they gave a stat. He had like 110 assists last year and 80 turnovers. I know he's a freshman, but he wasn't the lead ball handler. They had AO. Now he's the guy. He's turning over the ball and fouling left and right. Dude, you're going nowhere in the Big Ten if you foul and turn the ball over all the time.
Yep. No, I agree. It's tough to take real reactions from these games because, I mean, these good teams are finding their identity. We're still in the middle of November.
Yeah.
Conference play doesn't start pretty much for another month and a half.
Gonzaga looks great, as usual.
Yeah, but
so would you say this team with Chet and Timmy on the team or Suggs and Timmy last year?
Well, I thought last year they were unbeatable.
Me too.
All year I was
like best team of the decade.
Yeah, I thought they were unbeatable. The way they were beating teams, I don't feel any shame saying they're unbeatable because obviously they got beat. I don't feel any shame in that. I feel like Butler just had a run and they just had the perfect matchup against them.
Great defense.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take last year's team.
Fair. Okay.
But what are your thoughts on Timmy? I know a lot of people don't like him because he did the stash celebration down 15.
I love it.
Last year. Yeah, I don't mind Timmy.
37 against Texas is
so yeah, guys are like down on Timmy. I don't get that.
I think the best part of college basketball is like you feel they're there for 4 years. I feel like the fans get so invested in each player.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Timmy's got the mojo. He's got that, I don't know, that like 80s or 90s college basketball vibe to him. And he also put up 37 points on Texas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The fact that he's putting up those numbers while Chet's on the team, putting almost a quadruple-double with blocks, is just insane.
Yeah.
So. The game where he had 0 blocks?
I was thinking the ones where he had 6 or 7.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about Chet. I was talking about Timmy.
Chet.
No, yeah, I mean, Chet will obviously be a very high pick. Speaking of the news today with Paolo Banchero.
Oh, I heard about that.
Aiding and abetting a DWI.
Mm-hmm. With Coach K's grandson.
With Coach K's grandson, who is 22?
No, well, he's a junior, so he's...
Both of them are... Or I know he's underage.
The ages are a little... Isn't that a little old to be his grandson? I don't know. How old's Coach K?
He's like 70.
70,
40, my grandparents are older than that.
70, 40, 20. That's about it. 70, 45, 22.
Have you been kid?
Religious family, I guess.
At different times. I mean, didn't he start off at
I mean, they're married at like 20.
Yeah.
Didn't know he started off at Navy, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, military families, you know.
Mm-hmm. You have kids at like 30, 25, 30.
Yeah.
Yep.
In between that range.
Anyways, I mean, obviously they have a big game this week. The Lafayette Leopards coming to play them. So we'll see how things shake out for that. Possible upset watch.
I think Leo might have a triple-double.
Yeah, I mean, Leo was great on Friday night against Cornell. Yeah, against Cornell, Ty went off. And, I mean, they're traveling right now to Penn to play the pedestrian. I'll let you try again.
Yes. I don't know.
That's it's the Palestra.
Oh, my bad.
The Palestrian.
Oh, that's pretty close.
No, it's the Palestrian now. They're traveling to
the pedestrian.
The pedestrian. They're traveling. The Penn does not lose in the pedestrian.
Yeah.
My bad. Penn opened as an 8-point favorite, I believe. Lafayette coming off a tough loss to Cornell. I had the privilege and the honor, and so did Tim, of sitting behind Neil. Courtside. Center court, behind Neil's AAU coach.
And one of, like, so the AAU coach had a player on Cornell who he was rooting for.
Chris Mannon.
And then he also had
Neil
on the team.
Yeah, so it was cool. He was rooting Chris Mannon, who's the Cornell's best player, I will say, number 30, gave Lafayette some buckets. He's a sophomore, but it was his second game ever, just because, you know, the Ivy League didn't play last season due to COVID. And then he was screaming at Neil all game to be more aggressive.
Like, he's seen him play, like, he's worked a few for a couple years.
Grew up
now.
With him.
Yeah. And he's like, Neil should be averaging a triple-double, pretty much.
No, he said 20 and 10, which is fair. He's like, against this comp, he should be averaging 20 and 10.
He's passing the ball at the top of the key.
He's a great passer.
He's just, like, wide open.
Yeah.
And, like, I know he could rack up the assist, but you got to be taking the shots because you can't hit them, you know?
Yeah, because Neil had that one in the first half. Sorry, Jacob, I'll let you. He had that one in the first half. He caught it, squared, shot it, swish, bang. He can shoot it when he wants to.
He's a 7-footer with touch.
Yeah.
Which in, like, in the Patriot League is very rare. I know he's... Some people might say that he is a little round in some areas.
No, he lost 20 pounds.
He lost 20 pounds.
He's like a off-brand Walmart Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
No, Neil moves well.
He's like the Yeezy.
No, I'm just saying because it's the Patriots League.
Yeah.
An NBA,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. But a little anecdote I've compiled. So Michael Severino, Coach K's kid... He's 20. He was a walk-on, and they gave him a scholarship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're both underage.
He, in his career, averages 0.3 points. If you ask me, that's kind of... he's played three career games. Why is he getting a scholarship from Coach K?
Because it's Coach K. Like, what do you think is going to happen when Coach K leaves the school?
You don't think Duke can find one other guy that wants to play for them that's worth a scholarship?
No.
No. Yeah. But, so Banchero obviously seemed a little intoxicated.
Banchero.
Banchi, obviously seemed
Kofi
a little...
C.
Obviously seemed a little intoxicated, so he decided to call up his other intoxicated friend to drive home.
Is that what happened?
Well, yeah.
Well...
He was assisted and abetted, so...
So they were trying to be responsible.
But did not do anything.
But did not. I mean, they're at a .08. It's just at the legal limit.
Yeah, but...
But underage,
it's,
yep.
It's, nothing is tolerated.
Yeah, friendly reminder, this weekend's Lehigh. Speaking of, just don't drink and drive.
Or just be responsible.
Nowadays, it's like, it's so easy to get an Uber. I never get when someone gets in trouble for that. Just get an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
like
hard. It's little, yeah, get, like, just get an Uber. It's really not that hard. Literally go anywhere.
Wendell Moore at a triple-double against Army, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
A little off topic, but okay.
Yeah. But also, this weekend, I don't know if you saw the Dartmouth-Georgetown game.
Was it good?
Great game. Dartmouth won. Stunned Georgetown in a bye game. Yep, it was a bye game. Dartmouth went in and won. Dartmouth has this kid named Ryan Cornish, who is now one of my favorite players. I'll pull up his picture right here. The kid looks like he's 14. Hit about 5 threes in the first half. It was his first college game ever. He's a freshman. That's him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Tweeted at him, liked the tweet. So
is he 18?
He could be like 7. This kid, I mean, look up Ryan Cornish. The kid looks like he's 15. 6'3", 170. Just here's him, like, playing against Georgetown.
Yeah, like, Georgetown is big.
Yeah, and he gave them buckets.
Wow.
My cousin's the manager on the team.
Yeah, we'll tell him to, he had 14 points in 15 minutes against Georgetown.
A little interview for him.
That's true. I could call him in. Maybe.
Yeah, he got hot.
Hopefully, he continues and does something big. Yeah.
Staying in the Ivy League, we had
There he is in the team picture.
Staying in the Ivy League, we had on Sunday night. Minnesota played Princeton, and some dumb tournament championship. Game went to double overtime. EJ Stevens. Former Lafayette star is getting good run for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, averaging over 30 minutes a game. Had a tough game on Sunday, but the two games before that, I think he might have been their leading scorer in their second game of the season. But this was all around a great game. There was a point where EJ and someone I know, Ethan Wright at Princeton, were covering each other for most of the game and sort of dueling on ESPN2, which is just like worlds colliding. Game went into double overtime. Minnesota pulled it out. Minnesota pulled it out.
What did he end with? EJ.
EJ, I don't know how much he ended with that game. I can pull up how he's been doing this season, because...
Yeah, I mean, like, we've had him for 4 years, so it's like he's a big part of our
organization. He's averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1.7 assists, and 45% from the field.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Considering that he transferred there and, like, is a brand new player.
Yep.
Playing the ropes.
Yep. He's averaging 38.3 minutes a game. Obviously, that's a little inflated from the double overtime game, but still, he's getting really good run, especially for a transfer just coming in. And Minnesota's not expected to be good at all, especially in the Big Ten. But
it's the Big Ten.
He's playing Big Ten basketball. He's starting.
Yeah, EG, he played 47 minutes. That's all that's but absurd. 3 minutes. Yeah.
But also, no offense, he only took 5 shots. And
yeah, no, what he's been doing, especially, is
defense.
Is where Minnesota's been using him in that game against Princeton. Because he's long, he can play. Great start to the season for EJ. Would love to see him continue to get time, especially in the Big Ten.
Back to the Patriots League, game opener for Navy, they upset UVA.
Yes, they did.
Ranked seed in, I don't know, that was insane when I saw that happen.
Yeah,
they're like putting up numbers. Like, it's, they lost by 17 against Louisville, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's Louisville, yeah.
Yeah. So, Navy's been good. I saw Penn beat Bucknell.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good this year. Same with Nova. Nova should be better than... They should have beat UCLA, I think.
Yeah.
They went to overtime and then they just blown out in overtime.
They just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But some games to watch tonight, including I have a lock of all locks. Is College of Charleston hosting North Carolina. College of Charleston is a 12-point underdog. They're getting 12, a home dog.
A home dog.
Home dog. 12-point home dog.
This is football, prime time.
I know, but it's home dog. College of Charleston, 3-0. I've watched almost every game they played so far this season. They like they can play. They like to get out to like early leads, like 20, like make it like 20-6. And the other team slowly comes back, and Charleston will win by like 9 or 10.
It's like UNC.
But yeah, but what's your bias with Charleston?
Louis goes to Charleston, but I mean, we think of, I had this discussion with Louis. Is Charleston's in the Colonial Conference, and Loyola Maryland obviously is in the Patriot League. So I was like, oh, well, it's interesting to see how they will shape up, because the conference is you can compare them a little bit. Obviously, Colonial might be a little better, and Charleston was winning that game wire to wire. I think they started the game up 22-0.
Yeah.
So they've been blowing teams out of the water.
But they started 22-0 and then ended the half 38-33.
I know. I told you they like to get big leads, and but the atmosphere is going to be rowdy. Louis said that there was they started selling tickets at like 6 a.m.
Is he going to the game?
There's a super long line. They gave priority to people who had been to the first 3 games. So Louis had been to the first 3 games. He will be sitting courtside next to the North Carolina bench.
Wow. That's
awesome. Pretty much tonight. So, I'm skeptical of North Carolina. I feel like they always, they beat Loyola Maryland by 16. They beat Brown by 7. Which is just like, if you're in North Carolina, you got to be Brown by more than 7.
True.
It's Brown. So should they be 12-point favorites going to a school that's done very well? Not like it's a rivalry game, but it is the Carolinas. That game will be on CBS Sports Network, so definitely going to watch that. I put a good amount of money on Charleston plus 12.5. So I think the money line was like plus 450. I was tempted to do that. I did put some money on another game to watch tonight is St. Louis versus Memphis.
Oh, that's a good game.
St. Louis versus Memphis. St. Louis is they're also like plus 450 on the money line. I put a little bit on that.
You took the money line?
I took St. Louis plus four. I just like the A-10 teams.
But I like Memphis.
I know Memphis.
I like Amani, like he's back. Like his shot's a little weird, I'm not gonna lie, but like he's a good player.
I know, I feel like Memphis is always like overrated at the beginning of the season though, and then they're like they have great players, but they're gonna lose some games, and I feel like this is Jacob knows that me and my A-10 teams, like Dayton, your eye.
Maybe I'll take the spread.
Yeah. I mean, spread's 10.5.
Yeah.
A
little safer.
So we'll see. That's a good game though. I mean, St. Louis 3-0. It's just exciting. Some of these matches are really exciting. They beat they've blown out every team except they played Central Arkansas. Oh no, they blew out Central. They've blown out every game they played.
I'm excited to see Seton Hall, Michigan.
Yeah.
It'll be a great game.
I'm actually very excited to see Virginia at Houston.
Yep, I was going to say. It's hard for me to get excited for any Virginia game, but it should be a good game.
Gersh hates good basketball.
I hate UVA.
No, I like the way Virginia plays. I think they play very well, obviously, but
I don't like
the games, they just don't score enough.
It's,
I don't know.
It stemmed from when they won by the buzzer beater against Tennessee in the final
four. But the double dribble, they didn't call it, yeah. No, Virginia's fine.
I had an insane bracket that year.
Oh, me too. That's why I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had Virginia winning against Texas Tech, and I also had Michigan State in the Final Four.
Wow. Did you win your league at least?
Yeah. I was like in the top, 300 of the ESPN bracket. That's my claim to fame.
I feel like this year is my year. I have to, someone has to win a perfect bracket, and, what are the chances of me?
Very low.
I believe.
Yeah.
Speaking of the A-10.
Let's put it on record that I believe in Gersh doesn't.
Oh, so when I win, I'll give you, 10%.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. That's fine with me. I have, do you guys see the Loyola Chicago news? They're joining the A-10 next year.
Really?
Yep.
They're leaving.
Whatever they are now.
I feel like they're good enough. I don't know how well they'll turn out there, but
I really like the A-10. I don't know, something about those teams is just like there's an A-10 matchup on. I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
More than it.
You wouldn't pick another conference before the A-10. I would say A-10's a solid 8th best conference.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, you have Power 5.
Okay.
I put the A-10 over the Big East.
No, you wouldn't.
This year. This year I do.
No.
This year I do. There's no...
The Big East is better than the Pac-12.
The Big East is terrible this year.
No.
Have you seen the teams in the Big East this year?
Big East. We're talking... You didn't say this year.
No, I know.
Well,
now I'm saying this year.
Okay. This year, I haven't looked. Over the past 5 years, what would you say? Past 3 years.
I mean, has it been that good? Are we Everyone always says everything about the Big East, and it's all it used to be great, and it's not great anymore. It just isn't.
All right, stop the cap. Big East is still all the teams are undefeated except for two.
UConn's not going to be good. Seton Hall's not going to be good. Nova should be fun. Nova will obviously be the best team. Georgetown just lost to frickin' Dartmouth. All right.
But Marquette's
going to. Xavier's going to suck. Xavier's not going
to
be good.
Okay.
DePaul. Not good.
You know, I almost went to Baylor because they convinced me that they had a good basketball program.
I specifically chose schools that I liked their basketball program.
SEC, Pac-12.
You're not ranking them. Are you ranking them?
Pac-12, no.
Oh, okay.
ACC, Big East. There's 6 conferences, all better than the A-10.
I put the A-10 over the Big East.
Is the American better than...
The Big East?
The Big East?
American East.
Is the American Conference better than the A-10?
The A-10's good.
I know.
I should do a statistical analysis of conferences over time. No, the American's not better.
It's got Memphis, Houston, Cincinnati, Wichita, SMU.
It also has Tulane and East Carolina and South Florida and Temple.
Has St. Louis.
Is good.
Rhodey.
Is good.
Okay, Rhodey's fine. Bonnie's decent.
Bonnie's are always competitive.
They're decent. Davidson, Richmond. Okay. Yeah, I would say the A-10 is better than the American. I would put it at 7.
Okay, I put it at 6. I put it at 6. You put it at 7. We'll see.
Because it also has UMass, George Mason. Like, it also has duds. It's also a bigger conference than the American.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see, though. We'll see. Should we shift to some NBA talk?
Sure.
Or do we want to do NFL guests?
We'll end with that.
We'll end with that again. Has it a rematch? Or what
no,
do you...
No. Jacob and Gersh can have this one.
Okay.
Can't deal with your...
My nonsense. Yeah. Come on. All right, so we'll go to basketball. Mark Stein broke the news like 25 minutes ago that Zion was cleared to
practice.
Start participating in one-on-one light contact activity.
So he's got another
a long way to go.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like. Someone who said he'd be ready to go for the opening opening of the season said that on September 30th. Season obviously started around October 17th. We're now, it's November 16th, and he has been cleared to begin playing one-on-one with a partner.
I think they're just waiting for him to cut down, like, 20 pounds.
All right, then I'm waiting to grow 7 inches as well.
Yeah,
but
it's impossible.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, water weight. I mean, it should be easy.
Just go in a sauna for 24 hours.
It's a lot of beignets. I don't blame him. If I was in New Orleans, I would. It would be hard for me.
Oh my God, Zion loves the po' boys.
Yeah, loves the po' boys.
Too many like champagne bottles. Maybe some
Gumbo.
Tim is all over the place. The pedestrian, the Patriots conference. I didn't even call you out for that one.
I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, tough luck. Anyways, yeah, but the Pelicans really struggling.
Without him.
And they need guards, and it's hilarious because they had the guard. I still don't understand why they traded Drew and Lonzo.
And Bledsoe.
Well, Bledsoe's terrible, but Drew and Lonzo, like, they had him. Like, they had the guys, and then they were like,
well,
no.
They basically got rid of Lonzo for Devontae Graham.
Yeah.
Which is
for no reason.
Devontae Graham is,
and they had
is
the
Walmart
picks.
Lonzo.
And they had the draft picks.
Yeah, they had the draft picks.
And crap and stuff.
They got
Tim needs a timeout.
They got from within like 2 years, right? They got Zion and Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten worse.
Yeah, they've gotten much worse. Welcome back. Oh, welcome back, Tim. Yeah, they've gotten worse. They've been a real disappointment.
So who's going to scrape the bottom? Pelicans or Rockets?
It could be the Pelicans if Zion just doesn't play. And why would you bring him back to a team that's terrible if all he's going to do is get hurt again?
Yeah. I really like the Houston Rockets. Oh, yeah, KPJ, KMJ.
Mm-hmm.
They got talent.
They're 1-13.
Yeah. No, they're 1-13, but they
I feel like I love the Rockets way too much. And they could be 2-12 cuz they almost beat the Celtics. But yeah, they're 1-13. They're on their way to the number 1 pick likely.
Eric Gordon's got to get out of there, but he's old.
Yeah, it's crazy that he's still on that team. Yeah, I'm just looking at Şengün. I don't know what he is, but he's good. Like, he's going to be something.
You know who sucks?
Who?
Evan Mobley.
What?
Guess how many points he had last night.
Against the Celtics?
Yeah.
How many?
He shot 0 for 11 with 1 point in, like, 30-plus minutes.
Damn.
With, like, 5 boards and 4 assists.
Yeah. No, that was a solid game.
That was a stat line. How did Rob Will do last night?
He got hurt. He left in the second quarter. Probably better than that, though. But Horford was an animal last night. And people were talking about before the season that, oh, the Celtics had to take on Horford's contract to get rid of Kemba. We have the privilege of having Al Horford on our team. He's won us multiple games.
No, he's good.
All around our best player all year.
Everyone was all up in arms when we got Al back. I don't
you know who might be the biggest disappointment this year for you?
Hope, other than Tatum?
I was going to say Tatum, but Josh Richardson.
Yeah, I don't get why he gets so many minutes and Nesmith and Pritchard can't. I get that, you know, Pritchard especially. I mean, Nesmith didn't really play enough to have a sophomore slump because this is really Nesmith's rookie year because he just didn't really play last year. But Pritchard played a good amount and now is hitting that sophomore wall.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging 10 minutes a game. He only got 4 last night. So.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, we've covered pretty much the bottom of the Western Conference. Now we can just shift to the top. I mean, everything in the middle is still in the middle, but Golden State Warriors are very good.
Still rolling.
That picture of Steph where he shot it and then pointed to the crowd as you could see the ball still in the air is cold. It's an icy picture.
It's going to be down in history if they win the league.
The championship. Same thing.
NBA League.
Yeah. NBA League pass. And the Suns are back. And Luka sprained his ankle. I guess that's worth noting.
He's
out on Wednesday.
I think he's considered day by day.
And LeBron is coming back.
Really?
Yep. Coming back on Friday to play the Boston Celtics. Should be a good game. It's at 7:30.
Yeah, Luka's just out tonight.
Who is?
Luka.
Yeah. Yep, Luka's out tonight. We can shift over to the Eastern Conference. We have the Eastern Conference leading Washington Wizards.
If you told me back in the March, once like Kuzma was traded, like Russ got out of there, that the Wizards are gonna be number one in the East right now,
called you crazy.
Who would know?
Yeah, no, they fleeced the Lakers, cause Kuzma and KCP and Trez can play.
Yeah,
they can really play.
Play with Aiden Russ, and LeBron.
Yeah, so
the issues that everybody said were gonna happen. Everyone was clowning on them, and they're like, no. Well,
they happened.
Yes.
They're old. They got killed. It was awesome last night. And did you see that Chris Haynes did a piece with DeMar DeRozan where DeMar basically was like, yeah, I thought like I was gonna sign with the Lakers. I thought it was pretty much a done deal. And then they went and traded for Russ, which confused me. So I went to the Bulls.
Once that happened, he knew.
Yeah. And then all the Lakers fans hearing that are like, damn. Because DeMar had 37 points last night.
He's going insane this season.
He had 37 points. Obviously, he's from L.A. 37 points in the Staples Center. Lonzo had 27 in the Staples Center last night.
AD got ejected for the stupidest thing.
Lonzo did?
No, AD.
AD did. Oh, yeah, he was tying his shoe.
He was tying his shoe, and they started the game.
Yeah.
And then he talked to the ref, and he was like,
nope, Daddy. You're gone.
Dude, these refs are, like, super soft. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Another incident that happened the other day, I forget what happened, but, like, it's just time and time again, the refs just...
Can't take a joke, man.
They think they have so much power.
Yeah, but they also think that you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Loose Ball Show with Guru, Green, and Gersh. I think the refs... Whatever, like, they're trying to clean it up, because I think everything was a little bit out of control at the end of last year. Probably shouldn't have ejected AD, but AD's known to be a little bit of a whiny guy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I mean, clearly, he's probably not the first thing he said all night. He's probably, you know, you saw what he said in the media anyway.
True.
He's frustrated that they stink.
Because they do stink.
I think the East is still wide open. West is kind of shaping up how it usually is.
How about them Clippers?
Clippers.
Yeah.
Like, they're holding up for now.
They're 8-5.
I don't know how long they could. Like, he's got to burn out sometime, right?
You'd think.
He's going to go on a losing streak, and then he'll get back on pace, but...
If Paul George gets hurt, this is a...
He's played the Timberwolves 3 times already this year.
If Paul George gets hurt, this is a lottery team.
Did they beat them 3
with
times?
A top 5 pick.
Yeah, they did.
But also...
Easily.
I'm not going to do the Paul George thing. I've done it a million times. What I am going to do is the Nick Batum thing.
Oh, is he back?
No, not really, actually. But every time I watch him play, he's had some pretty good games. Yeah, they have some, you know, Reggie Jackson's playing pretty well for them. He had, obviously, resurgence in the playoffs.
I kind of wanted us to get Reggie.
So he's been good. But, yeah, it's really just been Paul George. But I'm not going to do that whole thing, even though he's averaging 26. 7, 26, 8,
you
and 5.
Just said you're not gonna
do I'm not. Look, I'm clicking off of the Clippers, and I'm not no longer looking at Paul George averaging 26, 8, right, and 5 on the Clippers.
But one of the most upsetting things you wouldn't really take into account because, you know, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Standing at a mere 6-9.
Right? Blow it up. No, the Celtics play them tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. But, like, looking at the East right now, the Cavs in the 5 spot, they'll probably drop out of the playoff contention.
Oh, yeah.
Bucks will go up. Hornets are probably, I don't know, they're going to be either 8 or 9, and then Celtics will probably be 10.
The Wizards aren't going to stay up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not going to stay up there, but I could see them at, like, 8.
Yeah.
And it was a semi-shortened offseason, especially for the Bucks and the Hawks.
And they don't have...
And the effects of the year before. So, I mean, you're looking at the teams at the top of the East. It's the Wizards and the Bulls, who have played a total of 0 of the playoff games. Yeah. Of, you know, if you look at the games they've played since COVID started compared to the Bucks.
And their big additions in the offseason being DeRozan for the Wizards, being that whole package they got for Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys didn't have long playoff runs either.
And if you think about it, like, they weren't in the playoffs like we were saying just now, so they had more time to practice with the new ball.
new ball.
Yeah,
true. The bane of Jason Tatum's existence is this new ball. I hate that thing. I hate it. I really hope it's the new ball, because clearly Tatum isn't hitting shots.
The old ball. And see, like, in practice, and see if it actually changes.
Because when Tatum's hitting shots, it makes all the lazy stuff he does on the court, like, bearable. Because you're like, all right, he's at least scoring 35, 40. But when he's not hitting shots, then the lazy stuff he does becomes infuriating. Just not running back ever. He's really bad at just losing his guy when his guy, like, just cuts hard to the hoop on a back cut or something. He just, like, can't stay with his guy. And we've seen him be a great defender, but that's really been the problem for him. And he's, like, comfortably fourth or fifth on the Celtics' most important players right now. You have to put Horford ahead of him. You have to put Schroeder. Talk about Schroeder. I've always said his name wrong. Schroeder, whatever, ahead of him. He had 37 on Friday night, followed it up with 30 on Saturday night. And then a couple clutch buckets last night. He's been much better than I thought he was going to be.
Well, I think it's the majority of Jaylen Brown being out.
Yeah, he's getting more touches. But it'd be great if Jaylen can come back and Al can stay, keep up the play he's doing. So
yeah,
then, you know, maybe everything will come together. But obviously this team will go as far as Jason Tatum can take them. And right now it does not look like that's very far.
Yeah.
Talk about rookies. You want to talk about a little rookie?
Yeah. Evan Mobley's ridiculous.
I love Scottie Barnes.
Yeah, Scottie Barnes is really good. He's Kevin Durant did a thing after the Raptors played the Nets where he spent like 5 minutes just talking about Scottie Barnes.
He's 19. He's 20. He's like, wow, that guy's talented.
Whenever like a superstar like that is going on and on and on about a player, like, that's when you know. Like, no one's doing that about Aaron Nesmith, right? Those are like the special guys. It's a great opportunity for Barnes. Obviously, if you think of, like, Suggs is struggling, if you put Scottie Barnes in the Magic, like, it's totally possible that Barnes could be in that situation. But the fact that he's being coached under Nick Nurse.
Oh, he's a great coach, yeah.
Who's letting him just run wild. They're running these, like, zones and just putting Scottie Barnes, like, at half court.
It's nuts.
And just wrecking havoc.
Yeah.
He's good.
Kay Cunningham almost had a triple-double in a blowout loss against the Kings last night. He had 25-8-8.
I feel like we're going to say that a lot this season. Almost had a triple-double in a blowout loss against blank.
He shot 10 for 20.
Cade's going to go through the rookie growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Green is too. He's going to have more opportunities just to purely score. Duarte's on a good team.
He's a mediocre team.
When they drafted him, it was like, okay, he can come in and play 30 minutes a game on a team that's contending for a playoff spot.
I mean, yeah, but that's also with Brogdon being out most of his games.
Yeah, he's still averaging 14.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I think Scottie Barnes is fantastic.
Yeah, Scottie Barnes is really good. We'll see how things shape out, but no other notable observations. There, Mobley's incredible. He had a tough game last night, but he's incredible.
Game, but, I mean, he'll bounce back.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some more Davion Mitchell defensive metrics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great defense player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we shift to some football?
I would love to talk about the NFL slate this past week.
Let's do it.
Some blowouts.
Yeah, interesting week.
Like, really, Pats and Cowboys, home team, facing not terrible teams coming in and just blew them out of the water by 30-plus points, each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
I had the Falcons in a parlay. Couple parlays.
Money line or a spread? Doesn't matter.
A spread. Doesn't matter. But it does matter because I was not going to take a money line because the Cowboys are better, but they were getting like 10 points.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a lot. Clearly. Yeah.
Clearly they got it right.
No.
Wasn't enough. The Cowboys outscored the Falcons 29-0 in the second quarter.
That's absurd.
And then did you see when the Falcons were down 28-3? And then they
posted on the Twitter.
They tweeted, "Yes, we know." I love when that happens.
A little reminiscence. Mm-hmm. And Bucks lost against the football team.
Yeah, that was a tough loss. So that's something that would never happen.
And now everyone's overreacting. They're like, "Oh, Bucks aren't gonna make the playoffs. They're not gonna do. Even if they make the playoffs, they're gonna lose in the first round." It's like, no, that's not gonna happen. It's Tom Brady. Come on.
Yeah, they just weren't prepared. That's something that wouldn't have happened to Brady in New England, just because the Patriots won lost to the Washington football team after a bye week.
Yeah,
it's just coaching.
And Chase Young tore his ACL that game, which
turf monster
sucks.
Yep, turf monster.
Lions and Steelers tied.
The Lurs.
Like it ties an L for the Lurs, right? There.
Yes,
I hate ties in football. You know why? Because now the Steelers are gonna be like the eighth seed in the playoffs. Just because they end up finishing with that extra little tie.
Wait, does a tie count as a half point of a win or no?
No, it counts as, like...
Nothing?
Nothing. So, like...
It's voided.
Right now, they're technically above the Patriots in the playoff standings because they have the tie.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have one less loss than the Patriots, but they also have one less win. It's stupid.
And you see what Najee Harris said? I think it was Najee Harris. Like, "I didn't know we could tie." Which brings up the Donovan McNabb quote where he said, this was after a tie. Some NFL players just don't know the rules, which is really funny to me. Donovan McNabb's, this was after they tied. What year was this? This was in 2000.
Well, I mean, they played in college where you cannot
tie. Yeah, exactly. And this was 2008. He said, "I've never been part of a tie. I never even knew that was in the rule book. It's part of the rules, and we have to go with it. I was looking forward to getting the opportunity to get out there and try to drive to win the game, but unfortunately, with the rules, we settled with the tie." So, yeah, sometimes players just don't. He said, "I guess we're aware of it now. In college, there are multiple overtimes, and in high school, in Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks it would end that way. I hate to see what would happen in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs." That's the funny part of the quote.
I don't think they should overtime. Like, just add like 5 more minutes and someone's going to hit a field goal.
What about a field goal kicking contest?
Or at that point, they should just do like the 2-point conversion thing in college football, but they start at like the 20-yard line.
They could do a field goal kicking contest.
Oh, so they start at the 30-yard line and go back.
Start at the 10, then go to the 20, then go to the 30. Then go to the 40, the 50, the 55,
you
know.
Start at the 45 just because, like, each kicker should be skilled enough to hit that.
Yeah. And then settle it that way. Yeah, ties suck. But, honestly, the Lions did not lose, so there you go.
The Seahawks stink.
Yeah, they didn't score a point.
That's tough.
They're out of contention.
Almost. They're 3-6.
They're 3-6, and they're in probably the toughest division in the league.
Hey, throw back to when Max Johnson said to bet on the Seahawks to make the playoffs a week ago.
Yeah.
And I said no, and I love that choice.
Yeah. Better odds now.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold on the Titans.
I think I am.
Going back to the Seahawks, do you think they're going to trade Russ this offseason?
Because
I heard there was, this year the Eagles are going to have 3 first-round picks. The Eagles are going to have like 6, 10, and 12 or something. There's 2 other teams, I forget, that are going to have two. There's going to be 3 teams are going to have like 8 of the top 20 picks.
So they're going to give Jalen Hurts and a first-round pick for Russ?
2 first-round picks or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Honestly, is Jalen Hurts that much below Russ right now?
That's what I was going to say.
I don't think so.
But I mean, if you're the
fantasy-wise, he's better. But
like, if you're the Eagles, though, you want to bring in Russ
because
you know he's won a Super Bowl. You know Jalen Hurts is good, but like Russ in Philly would be, I don't know, it'd be interesting.
If you're the Eagles, you look at your roster and say, with this roster, does a better quarterback get us over the edge? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles aren't. I mean, they're 4-6. It's not great, but they just beat the Broncos in Denver. That's a good win.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Chiefs, they're back, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
They scored a touchdown in every quarter.
Like, do you think that their defensive problems have gone away?
I think it's just the Raiders.
Yeah, I disagree.
No head coach, no wide receiver one. It's tough.
You could tell from the beginning of that game Derek Carr didn't have it.
If he were still a coach, what do you think John Gruden would have said about Henry Ruggs?
That, yeah. We can't talk about that.
He's probably playing. I don't know.
Okay, good. Don't. John Gruden is suing the NFL.
Yeah.
You see that?
And the commission.
Yep. Interesting choice.
Can we get alum Deuce back on campus for Lawfully High?
Possible.
Ask him about, hey, how's dad doing?
How's your pops?
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, we can play a little game.
Well, I was just going to say, lastly, quickly, the Niners obliterated the Rams.
Yeah.
First home game win in over a year.
For the Niners?
Yeah.
But home dogs, home underdogs.
Yep, there you go.
You know, I'm the idiot who bet the Rams, but still.
No, you're not an idiot. Brendan also bet the Rams.
Oh, good.
So no, you're an idiot for betting what Brendan bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Still an idiot.
But, I don't know. The Rams are still 7-3. That's a wake-up loss. Same as the Bucs, it's a wake-up loss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still confident.
Let's play a game.
All right. You're looking at the spread right now, but.
Checked. I just wanted.
Put the scoreboard up.
I can put the scoreboard up. Oh, I love being in charge of the scoreboard.
Yeah, you're going to give yourself 3 points.
Alrighty. I am the home team. And Greeny. Greeny is the away team.
Alright, so first game we have Thursday Night Football. Usually you're very bad games, you know. Haven't been the most spectacular so far this year, but.
Pats
at the Falcons.
Oh, wait, we're on Thursday Night Football this
week? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pats at Falcons.
Someone say quad.
Watch?
Yeah.
We should watch on the quad.
Watch on the quad.
So am I out first?
I'll go first. I'm the home team. Actually, no.
No, go ahead, Gerst.
All right, I'll go first. I have Pats by 4.
I have...
We're not doing Falcons the half point. No. We're not doing the half point thing.
That's just not fair because you did it.
Yeah, you every did it. You did it every time.
And it sucked. So we're not gonna do it anymore.
We're also 5. You said Pats by 4. I said Falcons by 1.
Okay.
All right, but also I'm gonna say you can only do it 3 times this game.
Okay.
All right. Pats by 7.
What?
Yeah.
The Falcons suck. They lost by 40 last week.
Yeah, but they're a home dog on primetime.
So I guess you're betting it.
I can't bet on my
team. You bet on your team multiple times.
Alright.
Pats obliterated. We didn't even talk about it, but the Pats obliterated the Browns, who are good.
Oh, yeah. Well.
They're hurt, but they're not bad. 45 unanswered points is no joke.
Moving on to the Niners at the Jaguars.
It's Jacob's turn.
We'll go Niners by 6.5.
Niners by 4.
You won.
It's 7, isn't it?
6.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
2 points. Because I was going to bet 7, but then you guys were going to do the whole, half point thing.
Well, I said you could do it 3 times. You could go up or down.
But what if I'm not doing it intentionally? Like, I genuinely thought the spread was going to be 7.
I'll allow 5 times then.
Okay. No, that's no. We're not. I promise I won't just do it every time.
Okay. Liar.
All right, next.
The Washington football team at the Panthers with Cam Newton. He's back.
This is an interesting one because the football team had a great win last week.
Mm-hmm. So did the Panthers.
So did the Panthers, though. Panthers home.
Against the Cards.
Give me Panthers by... 4.
Okay, well, I was going to say this. I guess I'll have to use it. I was going to say Panthers by 4.5.
But you went the wrong way. 3.5.
Oh, I was going to go 3.5, too. Damn. Take that. Oh, sorry. Darn. 2-2.
All right, Packers at the Vikings. Packers coming off a win. Same with the Vikings and with the Chargers.
I'm going to say Packers by 4.5.
Packers by 3.
By 2.5. All right, the Detroit Lions who got obliterated, or they tied the Steelers against the Browns who got obliterated by the Pats.
Mm-hmm. But what is it? That was a lot of teams in a row. Yes.
at the Browns.
Lions at Browns.
Who's the that? Lions of Detroit.
Detroit is going to Cleveland. Who's starting?
Browns.
Okay.
All right, give me Cleveland by 7. Jacob.
I'm trying to think about it.
5.
7 is a tough one.
4.
That's a tough. I think 3. It's Cleveland by 6.
Way off from everyone. Cleveland by 10.
Oh. That was not way off. That's 3 points. They don't have a. That's a hot. They don't have a quarterback. That's very high. They don't have a quarterback.
Was Baker coming back or not?
Probably not. We don't know. He was hurt. We don't know if Nick Chubb's playing.
True.
They don't have any receivers. I think I would personally bet the Lions on that one.
Plus 10. I don't mind it.
Yeah, they just tied against the Steelers. So
yeah. Well, the Lures, are they better without Big Ben?
No.
Mason Rudolph is really bad. Right. But here's just a quick anecdote. Last year, home teams actually had a losing record.
Against the spread?
No.
Just in general?
In general.
Wow.
Same has been true this year. Losing teams, home teams have a losing record. So home field advantage, no longer a thing. I think Vegas may be taking it into like consideration when making the spread. Usually you do like 3 points for the home team. They could have changed that to 1. We don't know what Vegas is doing. But home teams, and it had been a trend. I saw a graph. Very good at reading graphs. The win percentage of home teams over time has been steadily decreasing, and it's dipped over 500, under 500 now. Wow. So look at that.
All right, yeah, so I'm gonna look after. I might be interested in Lions money line this weekend.
Yeah, they need a win.
They're not gonna go. They're not gonna go 0-16-1.
No, they'd be the first team ever to do that.
Yeah, they would.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Colts at the Bills, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
it's Jacob's
Buffalo
turn.
Buffalo by 9.5. No. Buffalo by 6.5.
Lock it in?
6.5.
Buffalo by 7.
7's dead on.
Oh, you...
See? Hey, don't do it. Don't do it. I got it exactly right. It wasn't even like it was 12. Exactly right.
No, but he said it first.
There we go.
All right. Saints at the Eagles.
Saints at Eagles. Saints this past weekend lost a close game to the Titans. Give me Eagles by 2.
Eagles by 4.
Eagles by 1.
Take that. I'm like sort of dead on today.
Some would say this is a whooping.
But it's not over yet. A lot of time left.
All right. Dolphins at the New York Jets.
Oh, geez. That is a poop bowl.
This is the poop bowl.
Yeah.
Dolphins at Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Jets by 4.
I have Dolphins by 3.
Dolphins by 3?
Woo!
Why don't you bet the Jets?
I'm on fire. I'm on fire right now.
Dolphins are bad too.
I'm on fire.
Alright,
like Hugel.
The Baltimore Ravens at the Chicago Bears.
Ravens by... 3.5. No, yeah, 3.5. Lock it in.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You don't want to change it?
Nope, Ravens by 3.5.
For sure.
Positive.
Ravens by 5.5.
Ravens by 6.
Right. Oh! Let's go. Jacob wins his second one.
Count the number of points.
3, because we got one exactly.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games.
Oh, there's plenty of time left.
I cannot. I need 1 to win. Oh, but you can get it exact. Yeah, you can get dead on. All right.
Houston at the Titans.
It's Jacob's turn.
The Houston Texans at the Texans.
Tennessee by 13.5.
Is it going to be that high? I don't know. I have Tennessee by 10.
They're by 10.5.
Oh, my God.
Jacob's got to hit some dingers.
Yeah, Jacob's got to...
I think he's like plus 600 right now.
To win?
Yeah.
Or to more.
Plus 1,200. All right, Bengals at the Raiders.
It's my turn.
Cincinnati Bengals
at the Raiders. Raiders by 3.
Bengals by 2.
Bengals by 1.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
All right, there's four games left. You're down by six.
Wow, okay. Wait. So Bengals favorite on the road.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just because of last night's, or two nights ago.
Like, yeah, yeah, I know.
Bengals are coming off a bye.
All right. Yep. Big game, actually. This is a very going to be an interesting one. Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Against America's team.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, right. Who's home?
Home is Chiefs.
In Arrowhead. It's Jacob's turn.
They both just came off blowouts. Chiefs by 2.5.
Chiefs by 4.
Chiefs by 2.5.
Yeah, exactly.
The comeback has begun.
10-6?
How many games are left?
3.
Wow.
You just don't choke.
I'm not going to.
Alright, Arizona at the Seahawks.
Is it my turn? Or Jacob's turn?
I think it's your turn.
Alright, Arizona at the Seahawks. Give me Cardinals by 3.
Cardinals by 4.5.
Cardinals by 2.5.
Ooh, oh. That might seal it.
That might do
so
it.
So you need all three to be... Oh, no, you lost.
Yeah.
There's only two more?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, we can make the last one count as 3.
All right, we'll do it if he gets this one exactly.
Steelers at the Chargers.
I'll go again.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Steelers at the Chargers. Is Big Ben vaccinated?
He self-reported himself for COVID.
He should be back, like, this week.
Yep.
Okay, so that's more points for the Chargers. Chargers. Chargers by 5.
Chargers by 3.
Chargers by 6.
Ooh.
All right. This is for 4 points.
No, it's not.
The New York Giants against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Where is it?
At Bucks.
Seven.
All right, if I can guess the spread and the over-under, I win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want to say your over-under?
No.
I think it's at the Bucks.
Yeah.
Against the Giants coming.
Yep.
I think... I don't remember what you said, to be honest with you.
7.
Okay. I think Bucks by 6. And I think the over-under is... 51.5.
Just not your night. Bucks by 11.
11. Wow. Giants aren't that bad.
Closer to the spread, but or the over under, but it's 49.5.
I was gonna say 49.5. I went the other way at 50. Yeah.
Well, ding ding ding. Unfortunately, won today, but he did tie last.
Back to back to back wins. That's pretty good. Yeah. Someday someone will beat me.
As
and then we'll never play again.
Won one of these before.
Huh?
No.
They're thinking back at it.
I commend him.
Bad, better. You know that.
True. I'm like 2-0 and I'm 2-1-1. I think.
2-1-2. Two.
2-0-1.
2-1.
2-0-1. Because we tied and then we beat him twice.
All right, 2-1. All right. Any final thoughts?
I'm just excited for this week. Good Lafayette-Lehigh rivalry. 157th outing, I want to say.
Yep.
I'm excited to go dancing on the quad.
Yep. There'll be no show next week for all you loyal listeners. So you can go back and listen to past shows.
Yeah.
Excited to listen to some good DJ music on Friday.
Yeah.
A little live music on Saturday.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, have a great Thanksgiving. And this has been...
Guru, Greeny, and Gersh.
See you guys in a couple weeks.